Hello, and welcome to Pinecone Podcast, where we have conversations about issues that are important to you, like faith and family, religion and relationships, Christianity and the church, and a whole lot more. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and enjoy Art, Wes, and Lacey as they have a conversation on Evergreen's Pinecone Podcast. Okay, Happy New Year. I'm sitting here with Lacey in the Pinecone Podcast studio. How are you doing, Lacey?
I am fantastic. How are you, Art?
I'm good. We're missing Wes today. He's away. Mm-hmm. So it's just the two of us. Lacey, as of right now, you become not our guest, but our best host, from guest to best.
There you go.
For Lacey. So Happy New Year, Lacey.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
So I had a question.
Go.
How long does this Happy New Year thing go? How long do you say Happy New Year to someone? I've seen you see before, but it doesn't discount. But you see someone on the street. If you see somebody this afternoon that you haven't seen since December, I'll bet you anything you're going to say Happy New Year.
Yeah.
How long? What's the rule?
I say February 1st.
Is it February 1st?
I say. That's or is it all what year? I decided.
Is it?
You can't say it.
I didn't know if there was a rule.
You can't say it in June. Doesn't work. Happy summer. I mean, really, I've forgotten about the new year by summertime, so I'm ready to say happy summer and welcome the warmth.
Okay.
Do you?
I don't know if there's a rule or not.
Okay.
But we are still, I think, within the window that we can do a Happy New Year podcast.
Happy New Year, Pinecone Podcast listeners.
Yes, very good. We can do that. When we were doing some of our Christmas things, we did Christmas vacation. Mm-hmm. You ever wonder what they did after Christmas?
For New Year's?
Yeah.
I don't know how they survived it. I did watch Christmas Vacation, by the way. I think on the last podcast, I had admitted my fault in not watching Christmas Vacation. And my husband, Ben, and I sat down. We watched it, and...
And you now realize that it's the greatest movie ever made.
No.
Thank you for that realization.
No, but it does give a lot of validity to the things that sometimes happen when a whole bunch of family gets together for the holidays.
That's true. But you know, at the end, when he has that speech about Christmas means something different to everybody, and mm-hmm. I know what it means to me, it's about family mm-hmm. and all that. And then he says, "I did it." Like he had the perfect family vacation.
Yeah.
Do you think their family continued? That's when I say, how do you think the new year went?
Yeah, I don't think it continued.
Of course, Cousin Eddie ended up in Canada.
Right. I guess I need to watch that one next.
No, it's the guy that plays the character.
Did he leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't like the presidential winner, I guess.
All right, well. Yeah.
So what does that have to do with our Pinecone Podcast? You know, a lot last year we talked about suffering well and grieving well. We talked about infertility and, mm-hmm. and all those important things and things that I think were crucial for us to discuss in our podcast.
Yeah.
But it's a new year, and I just thought we would kind of switch into that thought. And into approaching a new year. So is it just a holiday? Is it just a happy new year, just something you say? Or is it really a time where you sort of reflect and on last year and this coming year?
I have never been one to necessarily set a resolution. However, I do really feel like, especially coming into 2020, I don't know if it's just because it's 2020, if it's because it's a new decade. I have really felt like there was a reset button that I was able to hit. I don't know if it's just taking some time off and then being able to get back into that routine the first week of January. And I've had some ideas of goals that I want to have, not necessarily a resolution. I feel like a resolution is really easy to give up on. Do you feel that way?
Yes. And I also think it should be the whole year.
Yeah.
You know, it's a resolution for the whole year. And it might take you a whole year to get there.
Yeah, and I think that's why goal is a better word than resolution, because we associate resolutions with the new year. And then, like I said, by the summertime, we're not thinking about the new year. We're thinking about going to the beach or...
in the summer.
Yeah. So, but if you keep that kind of goal in your sights, then I think it gives you more stamina or maybe more drive or motivation to meet it. I also, in the last couple years, have been reading about, instead of having a resolution, really praying about like a word that you can focus on. The word abundance was a word that I kind of thought through last year, just trying to see the abundance in my life, trying to focus on those things rather than thinking about what I don't have or whatever, just like being intentional about looking for abundance and the way that God has blessed me with abundance. So,
yeah.
I think that's a cool thing to do, is to think about a word that you can carry with you through the whole year.
You got another word?
I think joy might be my word for this year. Just trying to approach all of the things that come at me this year with joy. What about you? Is there a word you might...
You know, when you were mentioning that earlier, I was saying, I need to think of a word, but, you know...
You have to take time to pray about it. Next podcast,
prayer.
You can tell
prayer
me
is,
prayer is your word.
Is my word. I saw something as we were talking on Facebook, and I screenshotted it, and I just thought this was interesting. Someone wrote, 2017 changed me. 2018 broke me. 2019 opened my eyes. 2020, I'm coming back.
Interesting.
And I just thought, I wonder how many people could relate to that.
Yeah.
Specifically. And actually, I guess the reason I screenshotted it is because it specifically does kind of apply to me, you know, because I had a major life change in 2017 with my wife passing away.
Mm-hmm.
And... so I know I'm coming back is three words.
It's okay. It's your phrase.
But I really do feel like, 2020, I'm excited for me about 2020. So we say joy.
Okay.
Because everything, not everything, but a lot of my life changed at the end of 2020. And
nope,
I don't really want to.
Not at the end of 2020.
I mean, at the end of 2019. No, sure. I don't really want to get into the specifics, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
But I kept thinking through Christmas, what got me through that was how exciting the end of next year would be to see where I am.
Yeah.
Where my family is, where my kids are. And I don't think that's just me. I think that's kind of how I think it is with everybody. Rather than thinking of how bad things are now, think about how good things are going to be at the end of next year.
Yeah, and I think it's great to set that goal. Like, I want to be focusing on this change for the entire year rather than just this month of January. But the thing about it is it's going to take work. You set that goal, but then that means throughout the year you have to work at it. So do you have some goals that you want to work at, or you have said earlier, you said, I don't want to be the same person next year at this time that I am right now. So then.
Well, what I was saying was, if you look at your life, if a person, could get me specifically, I suppose, but if a person looks at where are you right now?
Mm-hmm.
And is that where you want to be a year from now?
Yeah.
And if not, then what do you do to get there? Or what are you dealing with now? And do you want to be dealing with that at the end of next year?
Sure.
And I think it's a whole year thing. It's not something that's just going to happen instantly. So I can give you one specific thing with me. I mean, I'm unemployed right now. Mm-hmm. So, because my company just shut down.
Right.
So, I look at that, okay, Do I want to be unemployed
a nope. year
from now? Well, no. So I could easily say, well, I just want a job or any job. And maybe that's important.
Sure.
Or I could just say, you know, am I going to take the year to get there? And I know that maybe that's not the perfect thing because I can't be unemployed for a year or whatever. But it's kind of steps. It's kind of like if we're in a room. So whoever, if you're listening to this, wherever you are, unless you're in your car, I guess. But even in your car, if you're in a room and you want to go from one side of the room to the other,
mm-hmm.
you can't just be over there.
Right.
You have to take steps across the room.
Right.
And you can't get over to the other side unless you take the first step.
Right.
Which is sometimes the most difficult.
Absolutely. I have been reading a story with my son Caleb in our homeschool, and throughout the story, it's about a boy. It's called Johnny of Johnny Cake, which is kind of a silly,
okay.
silly title. But it's a boy who has dreams and aspirations and things that are required of him, and he ends up making promises to different people throughout the story. And you can see throughout the story that he's really working at making these promises happen. We just read the end of the story today, and Caleb looked at me and he said, I really didn't think he was going to get all that done. I thought he was not going to. And throughout the story, there were mistakes made. There were, you know, things that happened that were obstacles mm-hmm. to him fulfilling those promises. But we had a really good conversation about, would those things have happened had he not done the work required to meet his goals, meet his dreams? And it was just a neat, story for me to be talking about with him, but also I've been thinking about it all day. Like, if I have a goal to be different or to be in a different place, my husband and I would love to buy a house within the next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I just sit back and wait for a house to appear, that's not going to happen. At least I've not heard of anybody that's happened for. But if I do the work in making sure that we save up for a down payment and making sure we have the closing costs and, you know, talking with our realtor about what we want, if I take steps toward that, like you're saying, then I can reach that goal. But there are going to be obstacles along the way. And there are going to be times where I fail to do what I said I was going to do, or where I don't feel like meeting that goal today. And I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up whenever they have a goal or a resolution, where like they go for a day or two without doing it and they're like, I'm done. I'm just going to give up. Have you experienced that?
I'm the world's worst procrastinator, so I'm
Have you ever given up on a goal because you've gone a day or two without doing it? Or are you able to motivate yourself again? Like, I didn't do this for the last 2 days, but that doesn't mean.
That's an interesting question, because I would probably answer that I can achieve a goal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm bad for putting it off. Like, I wanted to run. I just kind of got into running a little bit more than a year ago.
Okay.
And I hadn't my whole life. So, and I wanted to run a 5K.
Okay.
And for the longest time, I would think about all these things I need to do in order to make that happen,
mm-hmm.
but didn't do any of them.
So you weren't then, like running a 5K all of a sudden?
Right. Well, then I tried to. Last May, I was like, okay, there's this 5K like in 3 weeks, so I need to go out here and learn to run a 5K. So I just started doing it. Well, I ended up injuring my leg. but then when I went back and took that training more slowly, I did end up running a 5K, and now I'm trying to progress and get better at it. So I kind of have seen both sides.
Right.
You know, you can just sit and think, yeah, that's a good thing that I should do.
Wonder who's going to do that.
And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And watching videos and things like that don't always.
Or you can get up and make it happen, even when you fall down. You ever seen somebody learn to ice skate?
Oh, wow. Yes. Yesterday, we took a group to Obergatlinburg ice skating.
Yeah.
Lucky this is not a story about me. Which I didn't ice skate, so it'd be hard to fall down.
You didn't skate with the kids?
Somebody had to be a photographer.
Ah.
So I volunteered. So anyway, that's enough about that. But now there was this young couple, and they got out on the ice, and they were like in their early 20s, obviously, or not obviously, but at least apparently boyfriend and girlfriend. They were holding hands and stuff. And they started skating around, and she was really good. This is it was something she liked to do.
Yeah.
It was his first time, and he fell. And then they went a few more feet, and he fell. And then she kind of held his hand, and they skated for a while, and then she let go, and he fell. And he just kept falling. And finally, in a huff, like mad, he just got off the ice and went over and started taking his skates off. And she was standing on the ice while he was over taking them off. And he's like, "This is not fun. I'm not going to do this anymore." And she called him a party pooper, and they argued back and forth for a lot. But what stuck in my mind, really, is she said, she just looked at him, and she goes, "You know, it's okay to fall down." And he just repeated, "It's no fun." And he took off his skates, and he took them back to the rental center. And then he stood there just a few feet from me and watched as his girlfriend ice skated.
And then that makes it not fun for her that he doesn't want to. Yeah.
It wasn't fun for her. Obviously, it wasn't fun for him.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is, he quit.
Yeah.
He just gave up. It's easy for me to say because I wasn't out there ice skating. But,
sure.
But at the same time, on the opposite, one of our youth that went out on the ice fell, and she kept falling, and she kept falling, and she kept falling, and she would try to skate backward, you know, turn and go in the opposite direction, and she kept running. And you know what? I could see it on her face. She was determined. She changed skates. Mm-hmm. She laced her skates differently. She kept going back out there. She never really fell down. She would catch herself.
Sure.
But by the end of the time, and they probably skated a little over an hour, hour and a half or something. By the end of the time they were out there, she was teaching other people how to skate. Like that she didn't even know. Strangers that were struggling. She was showing them.
She went over and got the guy.
How
said,
to skate.
Get the heck
well,
out
they
here.
Were gone by then. But see the difference in the one who was just like, "This is no fun, and it's not okay to fall." And the other one, "I'm just going to keep falling until I don't fall anymore."
I feel like it is a lot easier to pursue your goals when you surround yourself with people who will encourage you. I was kind of thinking about that. You know, I'm sure the other girls in the youth group were encouraging her to keep going.
Yeah.
And to have a whole group of people saying, "You can do this," and not, you know, kind of teasing you or making fun of you whenever you fall down. But so I think when you do set goals and set them for the whole year, sharing them with people who will encourage you to meet those goals or ask how you're doing in pursuing those goals will go a long way.
Yeah. So the typical, let's pick a typical one. Let's make this practical.
Oh boy.
This one's going to be different. This one's going to be difficult. Let's make this one. And we'll say working out. Cause that's probably the number one
it
working
is.
Out or maybe eating better might be one too, but working out, how we're not workout coaches, but, but how does someone say, "Okay, I'm going to work out better. I'm going to do that better." Or reading. You know, I think let's change it. I'm gonna change this on the fly.
Oh boy, okay.
So all those people that were like, "Oh my gosh, they're gonna talk about working out, I'm gonna turn this off." Wait, don't turn it off.
Keep listening.
Reading. Because you were talking about reading earlier when we were off the air.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna read more. If I decide I'm gonna read more, how do I turn that into that goal?
Well, one of the things that I've seen people do over the last couple of years, Facebook is like my best friend sometimes and then my worst enemy sometimes.
Yeah.
I've said that before. But I love seeing what other people come up with. And it like I said, it encourages me to think of new ways to motivate myself. And so I've seen a lot of people over the last couple of years set a goal for how many books they want to read. Sometimes they'll say, I want to read 10 books that I already own and 10 new books. Because, you know, you have a ton of books on your bookshelf that you have not read. So, and then they'll write that down and keep track of what they've read so that at the end of the year, you really have a tangible list of things that you, you've accomplished. But then also even checking it periodically, saying, okay, it's a fourth of the way into the year. I want to see how many books I've read. How many have I checked off on my list to keep yourself motivated? So small goals, and then that will help you reach your bigger goals. There's also a really good book that I got at the Moon Pie General Bookstore which is owned by a good dear friend of ours, Mike Began, in downtown Pigeon Forge. And the book is called Nourished, and I can't think of the author off the top of my head, but it's a mom and a daughter who are talking about motivating yourself, knowing yourself well enough to know what will bring you joy, ironically, since joy is my word. But, you know, if I want to change my eating habits, then knowing that the weaknesses that I have, like I don't like eggs. So if I want to have a healthy breakfast and I'm telling myself I have to eat eggs every morning,
it's not going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to get like 3 days into it. I'm going to be like, nope, not doing this. But if I can find something for breakfast that I love to have, but that is healthier, that has more protein, less sugar, that kind of thing, then I'm more likely to stick with what it is that I'm doing. So maybe if it comes to books, you're looking at, like, you know, reading two fiction books to one nonfiction book if you find nonfiction boring, or just finding things, know yourself well enough to be able to figure out what's going to keep you motivated.
Right. And I think, looking ahead, especially with the book thing, like if you kind of say you're going to read the, like using your example, if you're going to read 10 books that you already own and 10 you don't, well, the 10 you already own, you could go ahead and decide them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of gives you something to look forward to.
Yeah.
But also with all these, with reading, with working out, with eating better, really with anything along those lines, one thing you have to remember is you're going to have to give something up. So mm-hmm. you just have to decide that right away.
Yeah.
So what are you willing to give up in order, just like even what you were talking about with the little boy that made the promises, he had to give something up in order to fulfill those promises. But reading, you're going to have to give up like TV.
Right.
I mean, and then you decide the things you cannot give up. Like you cannot give up every other week listening to the Pinecone podcast.
Right.
I mean, you can't give that up.
Right.
But
just at that time.
You can't
time
give
aside.
Up. You can't give up reading Wes White's blog on on
WesWhite.net.
WesWhite.net. You can't give that
shameless
up.
Plug.
Exactly. And you know, and our loyal listener is writing that down.
Yes.
But so you're going to have to give something up.
Right.
In order to make that happen.
And I think knowing that, or even just saying to yourself, like, I'm not going to allow guilt or shame over missing a day or 2 days of doing what I said I wanted to do to derail me for the whole year.
It's okay to fall down.
It's okay to fall down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way to bring it around, man.
It is. Yeah. It's okay to fall down. What about all these people that say, I'm going to read the Bible in a year, and they're not able to? Any advice for them?
Actually, yeah. I this is funny. Again, in our homeschool lesson today, we were talking about reading the Bible in a year. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you need to read all 66 books in 1 year. So it's okay. And there are enough chapters that if you read one chapter a day, you would have it read in 3 years. And it would allow you to digest it better. So I think setting a goal that, again, knowing yourself, setting a goal that's reasonable for you to accomplish, and that is not going to deter you. And again, surrounding yourself with people who want the same thing. Yeah, encourage that.
Yeah, it's being realistic. More realistic is just that you're going to be read the Bible every day.
Yeah.
Again, it's okay if you fall down.
Yeah, it's okay if you miss 2 days.
And you miss it, just go back and start again.
Yeah.
But for most people, it's unreasonable to set that goal of I'm going to read the Bible in a year. But it's not unreasonable to say I'm going to read it every day.
Yeah.
And before you know it, a year went by and you read maybe even more than a chapter a day.
Right.
There is a chronological Bible called the Daily Bible that gives you readings for every day. And by the end of the year, you will have read it all. And a couple of things, I guess I'm kind of plugging that.
That's all right.
Because a couple of things. First, it puts it in chronological order.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how familiar folks are with the Bible, but like the Psalms, instead of you just read the Psalms, it places them
in David's life.
In the life. Because most of the Psalms say, you know, a Psalm of David when he was, you know, at the cave, when Saul found him at the cave, whatever. It puts that Psalm there.
Yeah.
In the New Testament, Paul's letters, it puts those letters in Acts where they fell.
Yeah.
The sort of maybe a negative positive, I guess it could be both, places where something's written twice, it only has it once. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the different things that happened in Jesus' life where it's in all of them, you only read it once.
Okay.
So it's good because you see the chronology of the event, but technically you're probably not reading the Bible through every year. So if you're a real stickler for rules, you're not going to make it.
Which I am not.
Which is crazy to, right. to be. But I would definitely recommend that. I did that for a couple of years. And the good thing is it kind of keeps track. If you want to keep track, you know, if you miss 2 or 3 days, you can go back and read. Or just read that day.
Yeah.
And if you go for a week and you don't read, just read whatever day it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a law that says you have to do it a certain way. Because you're right. There's nothing in the Bible that says you have to read it all the way through.
Yeah.
In a year, there's nothing that says you have to read it from in order.
Nope. Another really good resource for that is I know the YouVersion app has some Bible reading plans. Mm-hmm. And if you miss a few days, you can just go into the app and say, catch me up. And it'll like recalibrate it so that you can continue on your way. And it's not the end of the world to have missed a couple days. God just wants our faithfulness. He just wants us to keep walking, even whenever we fall down.
And with all of these things, it's really what is the goal? And the goal is not to read the Bible through in a year. The goal is to get closer to God.
Right. To know him better.
To have a better relationship with Jesus, to get to know God better. The goal is not to exercise more.
Right.
And eat more. It's to be healthier.
Right.
The goal is not to read more books, but it's to improve your intellectual ability, I like to read, it improves your imagination.
Yeah.
Rather than just like watching it on TV.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it encourages the giftings that God has already given you. Is it the Westminster Catechism? The first question: what is the chief end of man?
To know God, God enjoy and, him
yeah,
forever.
Yeah. Yeah. And so.
I passed. I think.
Maybe. Wait. Wes was here.
Let me text
I'm
Wes
sure
and
he would
ask
have
him
something to say about this. But yeah, I mean, really, when we're setting those goals, keeping that in mind, like that's our ultimate goal. So yeah, having a healthy body is going to help us to know God, enjoy him forever, to read books and you know, try to make a commitment to studying his word is going to help us meet those goals. And so, yeah, and surrounding ourselves with people who want to encourage us to do those things I think is really the best way to do it.
Very well said. Very good. Thanks, Lacey.
Did we make it through our first podcast without Wes?
I think we did.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Cool. Yeah, thanks. And Happy New Year. We will see you all soon. Thanks. God bless you.